Thank you for calling Martin Cleaning Service, LLC. Chris speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Chris. It's Chad Vaughn with Local Splash.
Oh, hello.
I was just texting you. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. You said you had a question about the hosting charge?
Yeah, what's the hosting charge?
So the hosting charge is for Local Splash that hosts your Google Guarantee campaign. So we're the Google partner that hosts your Google Guarantee campaign. So we would be the one making sure leads are qualified, disputing any inaccurate leads on your behalf with Google directly.
All right. And what percent is that?
Remember, all at 25%. All leads are pre-screened. So the way I have the deal is like, it's, I sent you the LSA calculator. Did you get that? It'll say ads.google.com, local service ads.
Yeah, the cost, yeah.
Yep. And so the 48750 is the zip. If you plug in one lead and then you put yourself in the house cleaner category, it's showing the leads will range from $15 to $23 a pop. You have a starting minimum. They say you can go 13 is the bare minimum of leads that you can start with, right? So if you go 13 times 23, say we get charged on the high end, that's $299. So that's why they want you to set aside a $350 starting budget. Now, we will still try to get them as low as possible, obviously, and we'll still try to dispute it. Any leads, you know, so you might end up getting 15 leads for that $350 budget. I remember I talked to you about that one in sales.
Yeah.
Yep. So you want to have the minimum starting budget to be able to cover it if every single lead is $23 a pop, plus the hosting. So that's why I told you at point of sale it was this way. And then when I did on the calculator on the back end to Google, that's if we get them on the low end at 261. So either way, when we're hosting it, maintaining it, pre-screening the calls, transferring them to you live, we're going to get charged that amount directly from Google. So there's a additional service that's going on to that as the third party, as pre-screening it, disputing any inaccurate leads, making sure you're getting the maximum return on investment from your campaign.
No.
Make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So
I just didn't want you to feel misled in any way, because I know when I signed you up, I explained it this way, but then when you see it all like printed out, it's kind of like, okay, you got a bunch of different numbers for every different thing. It can be a little bit confusing.
So quick question. When will I say if I'm Google Preferred? Because right now it still doesn't say I am.
I actually didn't see where you were at on the back end with Perry. You already submitted your background screening and everything?
I think so. That's a lot, two of them.
Okay. Because they've been working on it on the back end, and then they just told me to reach out to you because of the discrepancy with the starting budget. They were like, oh, please make sure to reach out to him, make sure he's not feeling misled. And then Bonnie and I believe Ivan have been communicating with you on the back end, as well as Perry. So I actually don't see the campaign. I have to get back to you on that one and see what's going
on. Well, I got an email I got to do. I think that's one thing they want.
Oh, okay. They already sent it to you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, yeah. That was why I was reaching out to you, though. I just wanted to clear that up and make sure we were all on the same page there.
Yep, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, and then I'll go downstairs and talk to them. They're on the third floor, so I have to go down there, and then I can figure out where you're standing. I'll get back to you here in like 20 minutes, see what's going on, why it's not up and running yet, if it's supposed to be, or if there's something missing that they need from you.
Fine, according to the email I got to send, they want me to pick six categories, so that's probably still on my end a little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like I told you, it's a process. I mean, usually I get guys through it in about 3 weeks. I remember I told you that at point of sale, 2 to 3 weeks. You're 11 days in, but they said you're moving pretty quickly for the most part. So we're about on pace.
Oh, that's good, though.
Yeah, once it's all up and running, you won't ever have to go through all this again. So just green pastures from there. It's just getting it up and running is a headache because of the advanced verification, the background screening and everything. They got a third party that comes in and does the background screening too. So
I'm going to do that lead cost one more time. See. So 23 is the high end?
23 is on the high end, and then 15 is on the low end. So it'll tell you if you plug in 13, it'll say 195 to 299. We charge in 350 with the hosting charge. And then let's say you do get them on the low end, you might end up getting 15 leads. So you plug in 15 leads, you're getting 345 on the high end of the lead cost with a 350 budget. At that point, we're not really making much. So we try to get you your lead costs as low as possible when we're communicating with Google on the back end per lead. We try to go, okay, for this reason, the lead should be this much or that much. We identified this during the call, wasn't able to quote them over the call, et cetera.
Yeah, I'm going to try and quote people over the call as much as I can. See, you know, make sure the price.
Yeah, at least set a minimum, or like, hey, if I'm even going to go out there, it's going to cost this much, you know what I mean? That way you're not, like, wasting your time on anything. If it does fall through or they're asking you to do something that, you know, thought it was going to be set up properly. And that's why you want to have the host, because it's like sometimes you get the call and they go, okay, the qualified lead, he's going out there. But then you get out there and you find out, like, that's not a qualified lead, and they're asking you to do something that you're not willing to do. That's something we would dispute and want to get you your lead credit back.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out is, you know, how to set pricing for that one.
Yeah.
So I'm still working on that.
It'll be a little learning curve, but that's the point of having us in there with you rather than you just sitting back trying to figure it out yourself, you know, with the client. So it's like we deal with this part and then you got the client-facing part and the pricing and things like that to deal with.
Yeah, fun.
Fun. We'll get it down. Yeah, the more you do it, the easier it's going to get, and it'll make more sense to you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go down there still and see what's going on. I'm assuming that email that they sent you, I can't see what they sent you, but maybe that's what's holding it up, but I'm still going to go down there and double-check for you, okay?
All right, yeah, I'll work on the email probably today. It's been a heck of a weekend, so, and heck of a week so far.
And I'm CCing myself on the text messages moving forward, so that way you're not just communicating with customer service. I'm going to make sure they come through to my email, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. All right. Have a great day, Chris.
Thanks.